Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience time of prayer. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. And the word of the Lord God said in Psalm 50 and 5, it says, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. This is the time of prayer. Those of you who believe in the power of prayer and that God will move on your life, let's move into the spirit of the Lord. Intercessors are interceptors. Prayer warriors are key to the mystery of the kingdom of God, to entering into that sacred place with the Lord. We are sharpshooters in the spirit. We are divinely mandated by God to go in and overtake every diabolical spirit, entity, and plan of the devil. Should we prepare to go into prayer, set your heart as a flint. God has his hand on you. We are in the mandated time. Get ready. God is getting ready to do something supernatural for our lives, our destiny, and our purpose. People of God, to thank God for one of God's greatest moves, the sanctity of marriage and the institution of it. I want to say to Victor, Baba Tunde, and Alva Ajayi, I want to celebrate them today on their marriage. Sister Alva Ajayi, we bless you, woman of God, and your husband Victor on today. And we thank God for you all. The kingdom of God needs committed and dedicated people who will stand in the gap, but not only that, be an example of union. I believe 2022 is a time where union are going to be pivotal to the earth realm. Many people have left in 2020 and 2021, but 2022 is going to bring together a gigantuan of people that God is going to do his matchmaking and his creativity for the oneness of his word. So we celebrate Alva and Victor on this day, Aljani, Ajave, for all that God is doing in both of them. And we congratulate you, mighty woman of God, on today. And on behalf of our ministry, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, and Laron Matthews Ministry, and being one of our powerful daughters of our kingdom ministry, we celebrate both you and Victor on today. Bless you on today, mighty woman of God. Hallelujah to the kingdom of God. All right, thanks to God. We're getting ready to go into this time of prayer. And I believe that this day opens up the day for a greater understanding and clarity, because you are in a time when the breakthroughs are here. God bless you. It's my prayer for you all today.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The name on today, Father. Bless you, bless you, bless you. The scripture is coming to you today out of Psalms 119, contemporary version. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I won't ever forget your teachings, because you give me new life by following them. Nothing is completely perfect except your teachings. I deeply love your law. I think about it all day. Your laws never leave my mind, and they make me much wiser than my enemies. I obey your word instead of following a way that leads to trouble. You have been my teacher, and I won't reject your teaching, your instructions. Your teachings are sweeter than honey. Your word is a lamp that gives light wherever I walk. I never forget your teachings. Although my life is always in danger, some merciless people are trying to trap me, but I never turn my back on your teachings. They will always be my prized possession and my source of joy. I have made up my mind to obey your law forever, no matter what. I serve you, so let me understand your teaching. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for staking your territory. Glory be to God. Thank you for praising, hallelujah, making your presence known. We thank you for praising and making your presence known. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. You are worthy to be praised. You are the first, the last. There is no, you are great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. You are so very, very awesome. Yes, Daddy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Especially in the way you speak to me. Especially the way you speak to us, Father. You are so authoritative. You're so commanding. Your instructions, your word gives us light, hallelujah, wherever we walk. Yet you tell us not to be stupid like horses and mules that must be led by rope in the name of Jesus to make them obey. Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins, Father, on today. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, Father God, my shortcomings. The thoughts that whiz across my mind, my God, in the name of Jesus, thoughts to make me want to check somebody. I ask you to forgive me, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Your word tells me that you will fight my battles. You'll fight our battles. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. I love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're my advocate. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins and forgive us, Father, as a body here. Forgive us of our sins. You said for us not to be stupid, not to be led any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us from all kinds of troubles that would strike. We trust you, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I pray for all those on the line. In the name of Jesus, all those get to the line. That you would point us, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. You would point us to the right road that we should follow. We would go in your divine direction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that you are so faithful. We keep our hands in your hands, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hold on to us, Lord. Wrap your arms around us. You said, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sins is covered. Help me today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We take time out to God to reflect, Father God. Hallelujah. To thank you for guiding us. with your eye today, Father God. Hallelujah. And you have spoken to us, Father God, through the man of God, to get wisdom, to get understanding. We actively, Lord, seek your spiritual discernment on today. Hallelujah. Your students are here. Your students, we're here, Father. We're here. And you are our teacher. We have an ear to hear what you're saying today, Father. Thank you for your man servant, Father God, who is your conduit. Hallelujah. Your chosen vessel. Bless Dr. Ron Matthews on today, Father, in the name of Jesus, my pastor. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Thank you for giving us a prophet who can see, tap into, my God, the dimensions, Father God, the dimensions. Hallelujah, the stratums, glory be to God. Hallelujah, the stratums of our own life. The things going on in this world to keep us abreast, Lord. Hallelujah, so that we will not be ignorant to Satan's devices in our personal lives and the things going on in the world. Hallelujah. We will continue, Father God, to pray protection over him. Hallelujah. When he goes into the stratums and beyond, we'll continue, the intercessors will continue to pray and cover him, Father, as he continues to follow you, Father God. Your vessel, we will continue to follow you, Father, as your vessel follows you, Father. We thank you for the love and desire, glory be to God, hallelujah, that he has to please you, Father, to make heaven his. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this awesome team that you have strategically put together on today, Father God, in the days of old. That even as in marriage, Father God, you said what you put together can no man put asunder. So I thank you, Lord, for growing us, putting us together, your intercessors, to be on one accord, Father God, to pray with feverence. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Bless Evangelist Alva as she goes forth, Father. Glory be to God. Protect all her decisions. Hallelujah. Continue, Father God, to richly use her, to give her the desires of her heart, her and her husband, Victor. Hallelujah. Continue to give her a spirit of discernment. Hallelujah. In all her decisions she makes, hallelujah, they make. Let her see you so clear, Lord. Let her hear you. Let them hear you. Continue to show your daughter anything that tries to cause, hallelujah, her to stumble, increase her territory, hallelujah, supply all their needs, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it in advance, Father. Bless Prophetess Howard, the sharpshooter. Hallelujah, your sharpshooter in the army of you, Father God. Continue to sharpen her gifts, Father God. Continue to enlarge her territory. Continue to give her the desires of her heart, Father God. Thank you for the lamp under her feet, Father. Hallelujah. Continue to touch administrator, Father God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father. Supernaturally feed her, hallelujah, with your word, hallelujah, your natural food and money. Continue to be a shield, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm led to lift up Mother Sydney. Get in and let us so push under the end of the last 6 years. Continuous healing in her body. Evangelist Wilkes, hallelujah, for the service, Father God. Bless her home. Hallelujah. Mother Jackson, Pastor Gainey. Hallelujah. Bless Pastor Brown. Get in and let us so push under the end of the last 6 years. Your vessels that are plowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, there's connected directly to this ministry, doing a work, Father God, Elder Hunter, your right-hand man that you placed, the prophet, Simmons, Father God, your son and daughter, Lady Simmons. So many awesome vessels. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Prophetess Tina. Continue to open up her eyes. Hallelujah. Give her that spiritual discernment. Hallelujah. Bless her hands. Yes, Lord. Anoint. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We call on the fresh supply of your spirit in this hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, a fresh supply of your spirit in this hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, Father, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, hallelujah, we are functioning with that 2020 vision today, Father. Hallelujah, to get the correct understanding, the correct interpretation of your divine movement. Let our ears be tuned with your frequency today, Father God, of the Spirit. Give us that clear transmission today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to operate today. Even just because we're connected in this hour and this fresh supply of your Spirit has come upon us, we're going to operate in divine time table. We're in the right timing, the right place, and especially with the right people. That your agenda is our agenda, Father. We know that we're not on our own. Glory be to God. We know that we must come in the volume of the book. We must speak your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know that we've been bought with a price. We blow kisses to you. Glory be to God. We blow kisses to you. You've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. So we submit ourselves to you, Father, and to you alone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Continue to call us to walk in that favor, because we're walking in your truth. We're walking in your word. We're walking in your commandments, Father. We're not making anything an image of you, Father. Glory be to God. We're not putting any other gods before us. Before you, in the name of Jesus. We're walking in your commandments today, Father. Hallelujah. Glory out of the Hallelujah. Everything the enemy tries to do to cause us to stumble, we bind it up, cast it out in the blood of Jesus, and fell against it. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name. Bless who you are in our lives. Bless the new doors that you're opening up unto us, Father God. Bless, hallelujah, the vault that you have set before each and every one of us, Father God, and you have given that us that combination through prayer and fasting. Yes, we're fasting today. Some of us are fasting, hallelujah, desperately seeking you, anxious for nothing but desperately seeking you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the vault of blessings that you have for us. Thank you for the spiritual relationships that see that we desire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those who are seasoned to know how to seek you. Hallelujah. To get the answer. And those new to you. Hallelujah. We continue to call those new to you to seek your face, to gain the momentum of who you are in their lives. And many times unto you, God, and I prophesy to the atmosphere, we have a relationship with you. We've seen you work, your majesty. You are Abba Father. We've seen you work in each and every one of our lives. Even the babes have seen you work. Hallelujah. They know to draw. Continue to feed them. Continue to fill them up. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, more. We need you. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you on today. On today. Strengthen us on today. Hallelujah. Cause us to have a fight in us, Lord, to know that we will not look back. We will not turn back. We will go forward. We will receive everything that you have for us. You said, occupy until you come. We're occupying. Hallelujah. So grateful for what you're doing in our lives. We will be true to your word, Father. It's only you that's alive in these dangerous seasons, in these dangerous times. It's you, hallelujah, that causes no sickness and disease to come nigh our dwelling. It's you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Even when our eyes are weary, Father God, walking and from waiting, we keep your promises, Father God, as you show your love for us. We're your servants, and we desire more of you. We are that deer by the water, thirsty, oh my God, run home to your face, thirsty to get the instruction. Hallelujah. Bless everyone on the line, Lord. Each one of their households, supernatural supply them. Cause a fire to burn into them, Father, that you are the way and the light and there is no other. Instead of reacting, that we respond to what thus saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Bless your name. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping us safe and secure. Yes, Father, we will respect your law. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us from trouble and strife. Thank you for keeping us from temptation and try to sway us and toss us. We will not be tossed and driven in this season. Glory be to God. He taught us so much on last night. Thank you for replenishing the man of God as he goes forward today. Thank you for filling them up to release more. Continue to bless my family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I know my sisters, my intercessing sisters, the intercessors. Hallelujah. Will lift me up. Cover my back. Bless us, keep us, and protect us. Fill us up, Lord. Let us overflow in the goodness and the gracious love that you have for us. For this day and forevermore. I love you. My tears. For how grateful I am. I'm so grateful. Oh God, so grateful. Oh God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. If I had 1,000 times, I couldn't tell you how much I love and appreciate you. Holy, 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 holy. Take time and praise him with me, saints, right where you are, because he's good. He's a miracle worker. Let him in. Let him in, my God, let him in. Nothing can stop his word. If his word will penetrate the penetrator.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Receive blessings into the atmosphere. Hallelujah, we worship you in truth and in spirit. I worship you. Glory be to God. Continue to move. Move mountains. Move stumbling blocks. Continue to move. Continue to show yourself strong in our lives. We're here, Father, and our boots are on the ground. Hallelujah. In the time of war and in celebration for every victory, for every mountain. Glory be to God for the rest, for the peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, we say thank you. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We don't take you for granted, Father. And any time we have yet again, I ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Holding on to us. We put our hand in your hand, for your hand is mighty. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm released. Sister, help. Have your way in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Endure it forever. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You. We don't thank you enough. You're so loving. You're so kind. Those little bitty things that we took for granted that caused big things happen, big miracles, the little things that we can see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel, realize, walk, talk, pray. Prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. You give us a voice to pray. Word is hidden in our hearts. We thank you for that. Thank you so much. Again, I blow kisses to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I blow kisses to you. Your goodness, you've truly kissed us. We love you. We love you so much. We love you so much. You care for us more than we could ever care for ourselves. You teach us how to care for ourselves. So good. so gracious, so lovely, so kind, so majestic, so sweet. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We all say thank you, Lord. We all fervently say thank you to you. As we go forward, we say thank you. We won't forget. We won't forget. Hallelujah. We already know we're in a new year. But as this year ends by the standards of men, we're finished strong. Some of us have already finished strong and going into something stronger. And I thank you for that in my own life. Thank you for making dreams and desires come true. You are our gift. You are our gift. Hallelujah. You give us the gift of life. You come against premature death, premature silence to try to take us out. Glory out of the Basoko Shadabai. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we rejoice in this day. We rejoice. We rejoice. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Father God, we just love you on today. Even more than we did on yesterday, God. We honor you. We delight to please you. We adore you. Hallelujah. We lift you up, oh God, above all that is called God. Oh, Father God, how excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name in all the earth, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We adore you, O God. We exhort you, O God. Hallelujah. The beauties of holiness, O God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies on today, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for my sister, the intercessor, Mary Teasley, O God. Hallelujah, that went forth before me, Father God. I ask you to restore strength and virtue into our body, O God. Continue to create in her the clean heart. Hallelujah, continue to create in her the right spirit, O God. Continue to give her the desires of her heart, O God. Continue to strengthen her and uplift her, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for favor, hallelujah, that's over her life, oh God. We thank you for favor that is around her life. We thank you for favor that is even seeking her, oh God, as she seek you, Lord God. We thank you that the favor shall overshadow her, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the favor that I see around, hallelujah, Evangelist Mary Teasley, oh God. Hallelujah, even as she continues to love you and adore you, oh God, and to worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God, to delight, hallelujah, in your will, in your way, in your word, oh God, and pleasing you and loving your people each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for that favor that is overshadowing her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we ask you to continue to restore the virtue in her body right now in the name of Jesus as she continues to love you, oh God. Hallelujah, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God, to love you in her innermost being, oh God, in her spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. I even pray for my sister, oh God, prophetess Tracy Pollard on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she will come and intercede and stand in the gap, even in warfare prayers behind me, Lord God. I ask you to continue to strengthen her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to bless her going out and her coming in. Continue to bless her in the city and in the field, in the marketplace, in the municipality. Continue to open up wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to her, God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, continue to give her words of wisdom, words of knowledge, oh God. Hallelujah, and revelation knowledge, Father. Continue to open up your hidden secrets, oh God, your mysteries, oh God. Hallelujah, continue to give her vision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, continue to bless her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, oh God, whatever she put her hands to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We break up the foul ground that is around her that would try to hinder her, block her, and prevent her and interrupt her. We
break up every opposition spirit. In the name of Jesus, we destroy it and cancel it and decree it null and void in the name of Jesus. And we lose God's, hallelujah, perfect will, God's, hallelujah, preparation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it for your glory, oh God, for our sister on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and continue to go into her body, oh God, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus, oh God, washing out everything that is not like you, oh God, every sickness, every infirmity, oh God, every ailment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we command her body to come in alignment with the word of God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that she loves you, oh God, with all her heart and her soul and her strength, oh God. So we decree and declare, oh God, hallelujah, that you're restoring, oh God, hallelujah, the years that the enemy have taken, oh God, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust, the pommerworm has eaten up, oh God. We thank you that you're restoring to her body and you're restoring to her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that she shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord, oh God. We thank you that she's a mighty army, oh God. Hallelujah. She has on the full armor of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Her feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Her loins girded about with truth, oh God. Hallelujah. The breastplate of light, righteousness upon her. So, God, we thank you for these mighty intercessors on today, Father. In the name of Jesus. And, God, I just honor you and I bless you, oh God. I'm thankful and I'm grateful, oh God, for my new husband, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for our pastor on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, my leader, oh God, and my covering, oh God. Hallelujah. Dr. Laron Matthews, Father, prophet, my pastor, God. We thank you, God, and I thank you for him even acknowledging us on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask your blessings to continue to be upon him, oh God. Thank you for him, hallelujah, sustaining me, oh God, even as he covered me, oh God. Hallelujah. To your perfect will, hallelujah. Hallelujah was to come forth for my life according to your purpose for my life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for my pastor, oh God, covering me and sustaining me in such a way, oh God, hallelujah, that I will not move ahead, I will not move behind, oh God, hallelujah, but I will move according to purpose, oh God, hallelujah, even as you help me, oh God, in a holding pattern, oh God, until you have prepared, hallelujah, a person for me, oh God, hallelujah, that will cause me to continue to be, hallelujah, a beautiful, loving wife in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you for my leader on today, hallelujah, and my husband, thanks, hallelujah, for our leader on today, Daddy, in the name of Jesus, oh God. My husband, Victor Jai, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for, hallelujah, our family of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, oh God, hallelujah, and Laron Matthews Ministry, God, we thank you, oh God, that we're in covenant partners, oh God, hallelujah, with this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for the great things that you're preparing for us, the great things you're doing for us, hallelujah, such a time as this, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and thank you for the ministry, hallelujah, that my husband is in, oh God, hallelujah, the redeemed churches of God, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the household of faith ministry, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that is, hallelujah, out of Nigeria, oh God, but they are all over the world. We thank you for them, oh God, even as, hallelujah, people are coming together in unity, oh God. We thank you for assembling your people on today all over the world, God. We thank you for, hallelujah, the solemn assembly, oh God. We thank you for the gathering and the ingathering, oh God. We thank you for sending out your clarion call on today, oh God, to your people, Father, that they will hear, oh God, the sound, oh God, that they will line up with the frequency, oh God, of the new thing that you are doing, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, our leader over on today, our overseer, hallelujah, Pastor Laron Matthews, oh God. We thank you for prophet, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that he is establishing, hallelujah, advancing your kingdom in the earth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in his life, oh God. We thank you for the household of Israel, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you that you're raising our prophet up, oh God, hallelujah, to do great and mighty things, oh God, according to your will and according to what is written concerning his life, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you for blessing his going out and his coming in. We cover him in the blood of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that comes to hinder, block, prevent, and hallelujah, destroy, in the name of Jesus. Daddy God, we thank you for your protection, oh God. We thank you for giving us a great covering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, that a bow of steel is broken in our arms, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our leader, oh God, our general, oh God, our shepherd, oh God, our covering, our overseer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your light, oh God. We thank you for opening up revelation even more to him, oh God, mysteries, oh God. We thank you that he can hear and see, oh God. We ask you to continue to crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Bless his going out and his coming in. Bless his resources, oh God. Bless his finances. Bless his children, Father. Bless his grandchildren. Cover them all in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Bless his mom and his dad, Lord God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God. His siblings, Father. Everything that he put his hands to do, bless him, oh God. Continue to bless him with the new ideals you have created for him at such a time as this, oh God. The witty inventions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the open doors, oh God. We thank you that the doors are springing forth open, oh God. Hallelujah, that you will spring forth your new things, Father God. We thank you for the springing forth of the well of living water, oh God. Hallelujah, the rivers of living water that is flowing out of him right now, oh God, to your people, God. We thank you for our leader on today. We take authority over the enemy that comes to block, that comes to hinder, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that comes to oppose, every opposing force. Hallelujah, we decree and declare you null and void by the power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that no weapon formed against our leader, our overseer, Prophet Laron Matthews, PhD, we decree and declare that no weapon will prosper. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We decree it null and void. In the name of Jesus, we condemn every weapon formed. Hallelujah, for we are the servants of the Lord and our righteousness of Jesus Christ, and this is our heritage. And we decree no weapon formed against anybody or any covenant partner, any son, daughter, spiritually or naturally, that's connected with him, anybody that is to connect with him, we decree and declare that those weapons formed against them will not prosper. We return them to the dark and dry places in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for entrance and access, Father. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for the great and mighty new things you're doing to the children of men, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, because hallelujah, you're blessed our going out and our coming in, oh God. We thank you that we delight to do your will, oh God. We delight to please you. We delight to obey you, oh God. You said if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. So God, we thank you, oh God, that we delight, oh God, to please you, to be willing and obedient, oh God. We thank you that your word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against you, oh God. And we thank you for your word in our heart that is quick and powerful, Father, and sharper than any two-edged sword, pierce into the dividing of thunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow. And God, it is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we cast down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge, oh God. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, Father. We thank you, oh God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, oh God, but mighty through you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we cast all our care upon you because you care for us. We bind up every principality, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every ruling force of darkness. We bind you. We serve you notice. We are coming through with the blood of Jesus, with swords dipped in the blood of Jesus to cut up and annihilate everything that is not like God. We're canceling all the works of darkness. We come to destroy the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come with the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the triumphant one. We decree and declare that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. We can do all things through God, hallelujah, that strengthen us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we joy in you. We delight in you. Hallelujah. We celebrate in you. Hallelujah. We do all things in you, oh God, according to your leading and your guidance, oh God. You said those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So, Father God, hallelujah, we are desired to be led by your Spirit. We yield and surrender our will to your way and your word, oh God, to your ordinances and your statutes, oh God, to your promises, which is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are complete in you, who is the head of all principalities and power. We thank you that you are faithful and true, oh God, the author and finisher of our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you're doing for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak your healing virtue, oh God, hallelujah, to go through this phone line, oh God, to touch everyone, oh God, that is feeling infirmities in their bodies, that is feeling a sickness or affliction in their bodies, Father. We ask you to go in right now, send your, hallelujah, ministering angels, hallelujah, messenger angels, your guarding angels, your warring angels, your healing angels, oh God. Let your healing bomb flow through this air, this airway on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us line up with the frequency, oh God, of truth and righteousness, of cleanliness. Oh God, let us hear the sound of your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you for the new thing you're doing in the earth, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We put our delight and our trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we can't do anything without you, oh God. Hallelujah. We are weak without you, oh God. We're just fresh without you, oh God. But we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's in you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you allowed us, oh God, to have the opportunity to abide in your word, Father, and your word abide in us, oh God. And we can ask what we will, Father, because we are clean through your word, oh God, which spoke to us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We are set apart by your word, oh God. You said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, oh God. So continue to set us apart by your word. Continue to set us apart by your will, your way, your purpose, oh God. Hallelujah, that you have destined for our life before the foundations of the world, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, oh God, for the victory that overcometh the world, oh God. Even our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you're continuing to increase our faith, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, to look to the hill from which come our help, Father, because all our help come from you who is the maker of heaven and earth, Father. Oh, Daddy God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you're doing for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you for the temple of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for all apostles, oh God, all authentic apostles and all authentic prophets and all authentic evangelists and all authentic pastors and all authentic teachers, oh God. We pray for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to strengthen them at such a time as this, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will continue to help to perfect the saints, oh God, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, Father. Hallelujah. We all come to the unity, hallelujah, of the gospel, oh God, the fullness of you, Lord God, the fullness of the Godhead, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless every, hallelujah, gift of the Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every administration, oh God, hallelujah, every help, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, the gifts of tongues, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the gifts of help, oh God, the gifts that you have placed in the body, oh God, cause it to increase, oh God, cause it to advance, oh God, cause us to be unified, oh God, hallelujah, you said where there's unity, there is strength, oh God, continue to unify us, oh God, by the fruits of your spirit, oh God, by love, oh God, hallelujah, by peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness, oh God, by faith, temperance, meekness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue, oh God, to edify us, oh, in love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we bind spirits of wrath, oh God, that will come against the body of Christ, wrath that will bring division in the body of Christ, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, we cancel those spirits of competition, those spirits of competing, we bind every spirit of competition and competing in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your perfect will be done in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind up every spirit of corruption in the government, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to continue to lose truth, oh God. We bind up deception in the name of Jesus. But God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would bring forth your righteousness, oh God, your truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, your government in the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the government, oh God, being upon your shoulders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being our mighty counselor, oh God, hallelujah, our mighty God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for all your promises are yes and amen, Father, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy, God, we thank you for favor, oh God, we thank you for understanding, oh God, for crowning us with wisdom and knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We look not, hallelujah, behind us, oh God, hallelujah, and we count not those things behind us, oh God, hallelujah, but we look to our future, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We look all to you, Lord God, hallelujah, to the hills, oh God, hallelujah, where cometh our help, Father God. We look to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Father, that you created us a new thing, oh God. Hallelujah, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, Father. Hallelujah, we thank you for the new things that you're doing to the children of man, Father. Hallelujah, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you help us to seek you like never before, to seek your will, to seek your way, to seek your word, to seek your laws, your ordinance, your statutes, oh God, your mandates, your commands. Oh God, help us to seek you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your light shine upon our eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let our eyes be single and full of light, oh God, to see your leadings and your guidance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us not do anything for flesh or vainglory, oh God. Hallelujah. But to glorify you, oh God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. So bless everyone on this line today, oh God. Bless everyone that's standing in the gap for someone, oh God. Bless those spoken and unspoken requests on today. In the name of Jesus, meet the need on today, oh God, and go over and beyond and above, oh God, that we can expect or imagine, oh God, according to your power that work in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help your people, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the leaders that are connected with this ministry, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for a ministry of Brian on today, oh God. Continue to strengthen her body. We cover in the blood of Jesus. Cover everything that is dear to her heart, oh God. We pray for Elder Hunter on today, oh God. Samuel Hunter, God, strengthen his body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover everything that is dear to his heart, oh God. Continue to, hallelujah, give him that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to give him those godly ideals, oh God. Hallelujah, that he can help advance your kingdom, oh God. That he can help lift up the arms, hallelujah, by overseeing our leader, oh God. Oh God, continue to bless them, oh God. Continue to strengthen, hallelujah, Administrator Brian to do that which you've called her to do behind the scenes, on the scene, hallelujah, around the scene, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless her resources, oh God. Hallelujah, to have everything she needs to do when she needs to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for intercessor Willinda Brown on today. Pastor Willinda Brown, we cover her in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, the intercessor that's over this prayer line, God. Oh, God, strengthen her and her body on today. Bless her family. Bless her going out and her coming in. Bless her husband, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God. We decree and declare long life over her today. We bind every hindering force, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity that was trying to come against our body. We cancel the assignment, and we decree null and void, and we lose life in that evermore. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you for, hallelujah, the mighty woman of God. Daddy God, we thank you for her being a great intercessor and a prayer warrior, God, and standing in a gap, oh God, being faithful, oh God, and over the things you've given her to do in the assignments, Father. In the name of Jesus, hey, oh Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for Prophet Maurice Simmons on today and his wife, Prophetess Eugenia Simmons on today, God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, Father. We ask you to continue to strengthen them. We thank you for their faithfulness, oh God. We thank you for their understanding. We thank you for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that bail much, oh God. Standing in the gap, making up the head, oh God. Giving understanding according to, hallelujah, the things that they see, oh God. According to what you show them, God. We thank you for their faithfulness, oh God. Standing firm and flat-footed and bold, oh God. And adamant, oh God. Hallelujah. Setting their face like a flint, oh God. Standing for truth, oh God. According to those that love you, oh God. From their heart, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their household, oh God, their household of faith, restoration, truth, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to bring increase and advancement in that house, God. In the name of Jesus, meet every need, oh God, hallelujah, according to your resources, oh God. In the name of Jesus that you've given them, Father, we thank you that you are a source of life, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Sydney on today, oh God. Mother Thelma Sydney. God, we thank you for continuing to strengthen her body. body, oh God. We thank you for strengthening her children, oh God, her daughters, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. Bless her grandchildren even more, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for continuing to crown in hallelujah, Mother Thelma Sidney with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that she connects with you in the spirit, oh God. We thank you for opening her ear that she will hear what your spirit is saying into her, the church, oh God. We thank you for opening her heart, oh God. We thank you that she sees by the spirit, God. We thank you for her love and her humility, oh God. So in the name of Jesus, we bring her to your remembrance, oh God. We ask you to touch her body, oh God. Even when it's in pain, oh God, even when it was racking with pain, Father, touch her body, Lord God. Even, hallelujah, when she still be faithful, oh God, and she still, hallelujah, is faithful to do what you've given her to do and an assignment, God. We ask you to continue to bless her, oh God. Move every opposition. Move every pain. Move everything that is not like you. Every sickness. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare the healing power of God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you. Say, whosoever shall call upon your name, hallelujah, shall be healed and delivered. So we thank you for her healing. We thank you for her deliverance. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you have the mind of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you for Dr. Carlita Wilkes on today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue to strengthen her body, continue to bring restoration and healing, oh God, to her limbs, oh God. Continue to bring healing, oh God, into her mind, oh God. Continue to bring healing into her heart, oh God. Continue to strengthen her, restore her, make her new in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh God, that you're opening doors for favor on her today. In the mighty name of the greater favor, the greater works, oh God, the greater assignment, oh God. We thank you that you're bringing clarity, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every hindrance force, every negative word, every evil work that has been spoken against us. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we decree it null and void. And we thank you for victory of our life. Hallelujah. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren. Bless her husband. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Hashakataya. God, we thank you for new doors opening for her, even in the region she's in the community. We thank you for the new doors opening for Dr. Carlene Wilkes on today. Oh, God, we thank you for the people you have signed to her. Hashakataya, that they shall hear her by the Spirit, oh, God. The things you have signed her to do, God. We thank you that they shall hear you, oh, by the Spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so move by your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. She will be confident to continue to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. For your people, we thank you, oh God, for Sandra Ganey on today, oh God. Hallelujah. You know the things, oh God. Hallelujah. For her and her son, oh God. Pastor, oh God. Aaron, oh God, we ask you to continue to strengthen them and bless them, hallelujah, in the state of, hallelujah, Carolina, I believe they're in. Father God, we ask you to just bless them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their household, oh God. Hallelujah. The things she's seeking you for, God, diligently, Lord God. Give it to her. Do it for her, Lord God. Hallelujah. According to your will, your way, and your purpose, oh God. In the name of Jesus, open up those new doors and those avenues, oh God. Hallelujah. Give her that direction, oh God. Give her that godly idea, oh God. Hallelujah. To be creative at such a time as this. We thank you for the new. We thank you for the new. We thank you for the new things, the new people, the new doors, hallelujah, the new avenues, the new resources that is coming to our life and our ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. So strengthen her, oh God, like never before. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you're doing for your people, oh God. Any names that I've left out, oh God, you know, Father, and we ask you to minister to them, Father God, hallelujah, by your ministering angels, oh God, by your Holy Spirit, Father, minister, oh God, help us, oh God, lead and guide us into all truth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you on today, oh God, for the victory. We thank you for all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you that you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. We decree and declare it will not return into you void, oh God, but it will accomplish it to where it's been sent, oh God. So we have this confidence in you, oh God, knowing that you hear us when we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, hallelujah. That avails much, oh God. We thank you where there is unity and strength, oh God. There is strength, Father. We thank you that you're unifying us, Father. We thank you on today for unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So meet the needs of your people, oh God. Meet the needs of your leaders. Meet the needs of the fivefold ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. The apostles and the prophets, oh God. Meet the need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even as the prophet can touch the same gifts, hallelujah, in the office as the apostle, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, because he touches it through the apostle, God. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this apostolic house that we are in. We thank you for this prophetic people, oh God, that we are, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you and we praise you for the victory. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can do all these things through you who strengthen us, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you will bring your word to pass quickly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as you said, you will do a quick work, oh God. Hallelujah. And you will cut it short in righteousness, oh God. We thank you for the quick work that you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall not be deceived because it's impossible, oh God, to deceive the very elect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, even though they may lay charge against the elect, we will not be deceived in the name, deceived in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. And, Father, we glorify you, hallelujah, and keep your charge, oh God, and your mandate that you've given us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, oh God, that he will run that readeth it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the vision, hallelujah, is yet, hallelujah, for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, oh God. Though it's here, we wait for it, oh God, because it shall surely come to pass. We thank you for your vision coming to pass, oh God. So we stand upon our watch, oh God, to see what we will answer, oh God. And we will not say the burden of the Lord, but we will answer that which the Lord has spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. We will speak that which you have spoken, oh God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For all your, hallelujah, goodness and your mercy to the children of men. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love for us, oh God. We thank you for your strength, Father. Hallelujah. We seek your face like never before, oh God. All those that are, hallelujah, being tormented and harassed, oh God, we bind the spirits of torment and fear in the name of Jesus. We lose the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. We thank you for sound minds, hallelujah, over mental disabilities on today, mental mindsets, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for the mind of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. So meet the needs of your people, those that are hurting, those that are wounded, those that are confused, Father. We lose spirits up, oh God. We lose order, oh God. We lose a sober mind, oh God. Solidify us, oh God, in what you've called us to do, oh God, and let us seek your face like never before. Let us love to please you. Let us love to delight in you. Let us love to obey you. Let us love to do your will, oh God, and to not sin against you, oh God. Those that have committed a sin of omission or commission, any of us, oh God, hallelujah, we ask you to forgive us. For all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. So, Father, forgive us for any sin of omission, commission, disobedience, transgression, iniquity. Forgive us for grieving you, overriding you, offending you, any way, form, or fashion, in the name of Jesus, God, because we delight to please you and to do your will, hallelujah, that you will be glorified in what we say and do, hallelujah, that you will say hallelujah, hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, you will not say to us, depart from you, workers of iniquity, hallelujah, go to a place prepared for the devils and his angels, but you would say unto us, come, hallelujah, into the house of the Lord. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, God. We desire to continue to do your will in Jesus' great and mighty name. We love you with all our heart, soul, and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to please you each and every day of our life, Lord God. Let us continue to crucify the flesh daily, mortify the works of the flesh and the deeds daily in the name of Jesus, and to seek your will and your way according to your righteousness in life. In Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray, we pray, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on today, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. For you are good, hallelujah. For you are good. For you are good, you are good, you are good. You are awesome in all your ways, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, my Satakaya, hey, you're holy. Hallelujah, righteous, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, you have all power in your mighty right hand. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We just want to bless you. We want to thank you, God,
for all that you've done, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for all that you are doing, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for those things that you're working on behind the scenes right now that we know nothing about, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we give you praise, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you woke us up on this morning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that even as our feet hit the ground, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hell was aggravated. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Hell was disturbed. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, because you saw fit, oh, God, to give us, oh, God, yet another day of life upon this earthly realm, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to move, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and abound in your grace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to press, oh God, glory, hallelujah, towards the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, to run, oh God, down our destiny track, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and fulfill the divine purpose, Father God, that you have for our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, casting down our own will, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, embracing your will for our lives, oh God, hallelujah, and we just want to praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, because we're still here amongst the living, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are our Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, oh God, you provide for us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you are Jehovah. Oh, God, shalom, our peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, you're Jehovah Nissi. Oh, God, our victory banner, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we give you the praise, oh, God, even as the shofar was blown, Father God. We thank you for victory, Father God. We thank you, God, that, oh, God, for that sound that you placed on the inside of, oh, God, Mother Teasley, Father God, Evangelist Teasley, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That pierces through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and breaks and destroys every bit of foul ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that pierces through, Father God. Breaks and destroys, oh, God, the wiles and the works of the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and that brings the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we praise you and we bless you, Father God. Now, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are strengthening her now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you already poured back into her that virtue, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that came out of her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and that you, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, are fine-tuning her sound right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, making it even more powerful than it was, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the days ahead, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, for you meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God, her very heart's desires, Father God, glory, hallelujah, move on those things that concern her and take her higher and deeper in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in your word, Father God, cover her family, Father God, glory, hallelujah, her daughter, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, cover her mother, Father God, glory, hallelujah, her niece, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, cover her as well, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, cover, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, even watch, continue to watch over, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, her nephew, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we speak to him now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we speak right now with the authority, Father God, that you put on the inside of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command him to wake up in the mighty name of Jesus. Wake up and live in the mighty name of Jesus. Wake up and live in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you and we praise you and we bless you for the mighty woman of God on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, for Sister Alva, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for her intercession. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all that she poured out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you right now, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're pouring back that virtue in her right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and that you're re-oiling her right now, Father God, because you're pouring the oil upon her right now, that fresh oil upon her right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as you restore her right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we thank you, God, for you just covering her, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and covering her children, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you covering, oh, God, her new husband. We thank you for the covenant, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you bringing them together in holy matrimony, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That you would take them together deeper and higher in your word, Father God, in the truth of your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they shall walk as one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you already hedged, oh, God, their marriage in with protection, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the joy that you're giving them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the peace that you're giving them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that you're moving by your spirit, Father God, on everything that concerns them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're meeting every need by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we do pray, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for our overseer, Prophet LaRon, Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthew, Father God. On today, Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor for him, Father God. We thank you, God, for you strengthening him right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you touching him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for the oil on his life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it, oh, God, for it continuously running, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that that oil will never dry out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, right now that the oil is running. Just like the oil ran down Aaron's beard, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Oh, God, for him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Meet his needs, Father God, his desires, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, take him higher and deeper in you and your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for your blessing, his food and his water, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Your blessing is coming and is going, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, your blessing. Everything his hands touch and everywhere his feet shall tread, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you opening doors for him, Father God, that no man can close, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, for you are worthy, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, to do all things that fell, oh, God, in his life, Father God, and in all of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But we give you praise, oh, God, hallelujah, for you even downloading, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, into him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, mysteries and code, oh, God, hallelujah, revelation, oh, God, new wisdom from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, new strength from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and you showing them how to go in and about and around your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, new strategic and unique ways, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you praise, and oh, God, we thank you, God, for, oh, God, that hedge of protection around him and his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, his father and his mother, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hedge him in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, his children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover them, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hedge him in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And cause them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to begin to walk, oh, God. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, into their destiny, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them be exactly who you called them to be, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and continue to cover them, Father God. Cover the grandchildren, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover the siblings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover the nieces and the nephews, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover the entire family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Cover his aunties, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you for what you're doing right now, Father God. Cover the ministry, Father God. Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Father God. Oh, God, LaRon Matthews Ministry, Father God. Cover right now, Father God. Cover the local assembly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover the headquarters, oh, God. And, oh, God, Alabama, Rita Bryant, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the team, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, move by your spirit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for the woman of God, Father God. Hallelujah, Rita Bryant. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, her family. Oh, God, her children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the grandchildren, the siblings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, each and every family member, Father God. Meet her needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, cover, oh, God, hallelujah, the covenant partners, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, cover them now, Father God, the virtual members. Cover them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus and their families, Father God, and each and every leader on this line and connected to this line and their families, Father God. Cover right now. Move by your spirit, Father God. Let your divine favor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, follow them and even go ahead of them, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet the needs of your people, Father God. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You know what they have need of. Oh, God, you know the timelines that they have, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that some of our backs are against the wall, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I love it when you show up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in that 11th hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I love those 11th hour victories, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I know you've done many for me, oh, God. And you are no respecter of persons, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. What you do for one of your children, you do for them all, Father God. So I give you glory, oh, God, hallelujah, for the manifestation, oh, God, hallelujah, the miracle signs and wonders for your children in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I give you glory. I give you praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for those 11th-hour victories that are manifesting even now. Even as we're speaking right now, even as the words are flowing out of my mouth, Father God, I thank you that somebody's getting a breakthrough. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that somebody's having a breakout, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that somebody's situation, oh, God, has just shifted, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy. You are able, to do all things yourself, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The earth is yours in the fullness thereof. You own a cattle on a thousand hills. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the heavens belong to you. The earth belongs to you. Father God, glory, hallelujah. There's nothing you cannot do. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you said that if we're willing and obedient, we'd eat the good of the land. Father God, glory. It tells us, oh, God, even in Psalm 27, Father God, glory, hallelujah, around the 14th, 13th verse, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that we shall eat the good of the land in this here land of the living, oh, God. So we give you praise, God. We give you glory, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, for the open portals for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the heavens are open, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and we're thanking you, God, that we can reach up and grab it, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we can decree and declare it, and it shall be established, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, so we have open access, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, to everything, oh, God, that you promised, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we're having quick and swift manifestations in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even those long-time prayers, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, those things we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for, Father God, glory, hallelujah, shall manifest, Father God, quickly and swiftly in this hour, because you said that they that wait on the Lord, oh, God, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of an eagle. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. They shall run, oh, God, and not grow weary. Oh, God, hallelujah. They shall walk and never faint. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We have waited, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We have ran, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In spite of, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the things that we were dealing with, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we put our troubles, oh, God, and our issues and problems on the back burner, Father God, and kept running, oh, God, for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, that this is the hour right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for you to bring forth the blessings to your people, bring forth the promises to your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we're giving you praise, and we're giving you glory, and we're giving you honor for doing it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, we thank you that everything we need, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is attainable, oh, God, it's accessible to us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we seek thee first, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, oh, God, your word tells us that all things will be added unto us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that we can obtain it. Oh, God, we can receive it, Father God, if we can believe it. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because it's according to our faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, glory, hallelujah, catapult our faith in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, skyrocket it, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give us faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, huger and larger. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, than a grain of a mustard seed, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give us great faith, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help our hope to be constant in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let us our hope fall to the ground or our faith fall to the ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But help us, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to trust you like never before, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in this hour, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, because you're the God, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that never leaves or forsakes his people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so we just want to bless you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, is your manifested blessing, oh God, flow in our lives, Father God, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for the lost on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray that they would come to know you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray, Father God, that they would not leave the earth realm, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Without having a connection with you, without, oh God, having a relationship with you, Father God, without getting to know exactly who you are, Father God, glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, deliver them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that don't know you, Father God. Salvation to them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we speak salvation right now, even over our lost family members, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Over our children, Father God, salvation, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, real salvation, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Not one foot in and one foot out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but both feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on holy ground, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, and we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, and we're praying for those in backslidden states, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we're praying for those prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, to come in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to come back, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and even as you cleanse them from all unrighteousness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you shall place that coat of colors on them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and you shall love them and hug on them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and greet them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and place them right back, oh God, on their destiny track, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we just want to bless you, we just want to praise you, we honor you on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we're praying, Father God, for those that are sick, Father God, touch their bodies, Father God, right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah, anything operating in these bodies, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that's not like you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even the bodies of our relatives, our friends, oh God, our colleagues, Father God, that's not like you, Father God, we decree and declare right now, oh God, that it's being cast into the fiery sea, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we cast it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, infirmity, we command you to rise up right now and lift God's people right now in the mighty name of Jesus and take your rightful place in the pit of hell where you belong right now. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your healing virtue flowing now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That healing balm of Gilead, Father God, flowing upon the people right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that is flowing from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. It's flowing to the limbs, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. It's flowing to the muscles and the joints. Oh, God, even to the cellular system, the nervous system, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that is flowing. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, into the bloodstream, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And it's touching, Father God. Every single organ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, it's healing right now, Father God. Every condition, Father God, known to man, Father God. Those autoimmune diseases, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the balm is flowing unto them as well, Father God, and they're being cast into the fiery sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every cancerous cell, we command you to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command you to flee at once back to the pit of hell. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Every single thing that's not like you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We command it, oh, God, to line up right now and come under the obedience and the authority of your word, Father God, is referenced in Isaiah 53:5, where you said by his stripes they were healed. Oh, God, so we thank you for healing right now flowing, oh, God, whatever condition. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, whatever disorder, Father God, glory, hallelujah, whatever aching, whatever pain, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you that it's gone in the mighty name of Jesus. It's just vanished right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you the praise and glory and honor. And, Father God, we're praying for the bereaved families on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah, we pray, oh, God, that you, oh, God, are comforting them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray, oh, God, that you're uplifting them with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're giving them peace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're wrapping your loving arms around them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're catching every single teardrop, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're causing these families to walk on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to love on one another and be the strength for one another in this hour, Father God, in the time of loss. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we just praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that even as they grieve and they mourn, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're lifting up that heavy garment, Father God, and you're laying a garment of praise on them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're putting them in remembrance, oh God, of the scriptures that says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as they remember the scripture, soften the blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Soften the blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and just comfort them. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let there be no bickering and arguing, oh, God, over estates, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Over property, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. But, Father God, let there be peace, oh, God. Oh, God, peace be still in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, look on the homeless today, Father God. The weather, oh, God, has shifted in many regions, Father God. The temperatures have dropped. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, comfort them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Open up doors that no man can close for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, take them from outdoors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, implement programs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That will, oh, God, hallelujah, help them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, get placement for housing, Father God. Immediate placement, Father God. We speak immediate, permanent placement for the homeless on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And those names, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that are on, oh, God, the bottom of the list, oh, God, of the Section 8 list, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of the Housing Authority list, Father God. Catapult them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus to the top of the list, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the phone begin to ring, Father God, for someone that's homeless, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let that phone ring, oh, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and tell them to come. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. On the other end of the person, tell them to come. Come, we have a placement for you today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today in the name of Jesus. Today in the name of Jesus. Today in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're doing, even for those that are hungry, Father God. Feed the hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Feed the hungry right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Fill the cupboards, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Fill those refrigerators, Father God. Fill those bellies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, let your, oh, God, your people, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, or your, oh, God, your servants from the four corners of the earth, all around the globe, begin to, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, give them a charge, oh, God, to go feed those, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that are without nourishment, Father God, without food, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, cause them to go ahead and knock on a neighbor's door with a dish, a covered dish, Father God. Send them in the grocery stores to pay it forward, Father God, to pay for somebody's meal, Father God, to just go shopping for the person, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, oh God, if you got the drop-down manna, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, just like you did, oh God, for the children of Israel in the wilderness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that will suffice too, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but we just thanking you, God, for feeding your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, feeding them, oh God, with not just with the natural food, Father God, but feed them with the spiritual food too, Father God. Let them eat of the showbread, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, let them feast on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even as we feast on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, let us become the word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let us be a walking word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, let us not be hearers of it, Father God, but doers of it as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just want to thank you, we want to thank you, we want to thank you for what you're doing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, even, oh God, let us remember the children, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the youth, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, all over the world today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cover them and keep them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hedge your men, oh, God, with protection, Father God, from the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, let them walk up right before you, even at a young age, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Stir up those gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Oh, God, give them what their purpose is. Show them their purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let them, oh, God, wonder, oh, God, what the purpose is, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You make it plain to them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, use them amongst their peers, Father God. Use them for such a time as this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Put a worship. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and the cry all the way on the inside of the belly, Father God, that will bubble up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that would destroy, Father God, some things, oh, God, some wickedness, some evilness, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, from the enemy's camp, Father God, glory, hallelujah, put them on fire for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and Father God, you excel academically, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, catapult them to the top of their class, Father God, glory, hallelujah, whether they be in college or, oh, God, grade school, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, preschool, Father God, glory, hallelujah, high school, middle school, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you do it for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, look on those in the charter schools, Father God, the universities, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, cover the educators, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, cover, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, even a lunch attendance, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, each and every person, oh, God, in these schools, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for excelling our children to the top of their class, Father God. Dean's list, Father God. Principal's list, Father God. National Honor Society, Father God. Honor Roll, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Take them higher and deeper in you and your word. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them be, oh, God, the next leaders, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of this country, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Doctors and lawyers, nurses, Father God. Engineers, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise, oh, God. Oh, God, allow them to be inventors, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you. Oh, God, for you just, oh, God, hallelujah, taking the youth higher and deeper in you, Father God, and surrounding them, oh, God, and oh, God, hallelujah, hedging them in from the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we give you praise and glory and honor, oh, God, and watch over, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those babies, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the babies, the infants, Father God, the toddlers, Father God, those babies in utero, Father God, glory, hallelujah, watch over my granddaughter, Father God, that, oh, God, they're soon to come forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, oh, God, watch over my grandchildren, Father God, and my siblings, my mother, oh, God, and I thank you, God, for my mother, Father God, I thank you, God, even for her birthday on today, 88 years young, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I give you glory, hallelujah, I give you praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for her, Father God, strengthen her, Father God, continue to keep her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, that she's in her right mind, I thank you, God, that she has the activity of her limbs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and I give you praise, and I give you the honor, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, even for how she raised us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, for how she raised us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, how she was selfless, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, many sacrifices, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that she has made for us and even our children, Father God, so I give you glory, I give you honor, oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, on today, Father God, for the others that other people that have birthdays on this line, Father God, new years of life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in this month, Father God, we just want to praise you and we want to bless you. Now, Father God, we pray against, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, everything that's not like you, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We pray against, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, wickedness, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in high places. Oh, God, we pray against every opposing force, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that the enemy, oh, God, would try to launch, oh, God, and send out at us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every fiery dart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I reach up right now, Father God, and I intercept it, and I cast it back to the pit of hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every arrow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I grab it out of the air, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I cast it into the dry place. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that, oh, God, all of those demonic sins, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those conjurings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those things that the enemy would try to send at your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every opposing force, oh, God, we drive it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We oh, God, we cancel that destruction, oh, God, that lays waste at noonday, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover the airways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover the roadways, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover those buses, oh, God, those trains, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those cars on the road, Father God, those motorcyclists, those bicyclists, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover those, oh, God, hallelujah, pedestrians walking right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Cover, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, state buildings. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, higher learning, education facilities. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cover, oh, God, oh, God, up the schools right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we drive back every attack, Father God, every assault, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of the enemy, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every demon, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now, Father God, their activity right now. Oh, God, every imp, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. I said, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. We overthrow every one of your tricks, traps, plans, ploys, and plots against God's people right now. We overthrow it now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We overturn it right now. We overthrow it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against God's people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against them is already condemned in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh God, that witchcraft on today, Father God. We're binding up that white magic, that black magic, that hoodoo, that voodoo, those hexes and vexes and taboos. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up that Obia, that Santeria. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We're binding up, oh, God, hallelujah, that hocus pocus. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we send it back to the dry place. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, enchantments, oh, God, we send it back right now, incantations. We send it back right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We bind up right now, oh, God. Spells right now. We break them right now with the break of anointing right now. Oh, God, curses, we lift them up right now, oh, God, and we destroy them right now, and we send them back to the dry place, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that blind eyes are coming open now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Those that have been in the haze and in the fog, oh, God, you're bringing them out right now of the fog. You're bringing them out of the haze, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you praise, oh, God, hallelujah, that the scales are falling off now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those that have been, oh, God, hallelujah, in hallucinative states, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that they can see now. Oh, God, hallelujah, that they have clarity of mind, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, clarity of sight right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We praise you, God, glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and able, oh, God, to do it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Shift the mindsets right now of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Get into that mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, alter and change, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, those thoughts, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those corrupt thoughts, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That stinking thinking, oh, God, we destroy it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. That carnality, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Shift it right now, Father God. Let there be a divine mind transplant right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Transfer the mind of Christ Jesus into us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let our thoughts be fixated on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our focus be placed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For you said in your word that you would keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So station our minds to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Open our ears, Father God, so that we hear you, Father God, loud and audibly, Father God, as you give us instruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You said in your word that your sheep know your voice, Father God, a stranger's voice. They will not, oh God, follow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So let us hear you with all clarity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Amplify our hearing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Magnify our spiritual sight, Father God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Give us clarity, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and Father God, hallelujah. Increase, 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 oh God. Our discernment level in this hour, Father God, catapulted. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, right now, Father God, hallelujah, said that we would know. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we will not be deceived in this hour. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God, and we're binding up spirits of control and manipulation, oh God, today. Father God, we send them back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bind up deception, oh God, and deceit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up lying spirits on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we bind up those masquerade spirits, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We cast all disguises into the fiery sea right now. Oh, God, we cast that camouflage. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, spirit, into the fiery sea, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Imposter spirits have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, as you expose them, Father God. Mardi Gras spirits, Father God, have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, that the master is coming off right now, Father God. Oh, God, those spirits that like to hide, oh, God. They like to lurk, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the background, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those spying spirits, all demonic surveillance have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're blinding the enemy right now. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you the honor. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those spirits, oh, God, hallelujah, mental illness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, bipolar disorder, go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, schizophrenia and paranoia, go back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mania, go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallucinations, go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hypnotic spirits, go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. And Father God, we're binding up melancholy today. We're binding up dejection, oh God, despondency, oh God, depression today, Father God, gloominess, oh God. We send it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, sadness and sorrow, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hopelessness, we bind you up and send you back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. Just send you back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Discouragement is leaving up off your people right now. Oh God, heaviness. Oh God, sadness and grief is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're now lifting up, oh God, glory, hallelujah, the countenance of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, somebody was down and out, oh God, feeling down and out when they came on the line, oh God. But we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're lifting the spirits up, Father God. You're restoring their joy, Father God. You're restoring their hope, Father God. You're restoring their faithfulness right now. They're facing you, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're, oh, God, intervening for the downtrodden, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the brokenhearted on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you praise. Oh, God, the oppressed today, Father God. We thank you that we're pulling them out of the pit of oppression and depression right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that you're restoring, Father God, everything that the canker worm, the locust, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm has eaten up. And Satan, we put you on notice right now. You have hereby been evicted out of the lives of God's people. You have been evicted. You have been served with your eviction papers right now. You have been served right now. You've been served notice. Get back on your side of the line right now and fall back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And everything that you've stolen for God's people, you've got to give it back now. Cough it up in the name of Jesus. I said cough it up in the name of Jesus. and then it's so in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for restoring right now, restoring everything, everything, restoration on every hand, in every area of each of our lives. And we just want to bless you. We want to praise you, God. We want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that the witches, the witch, the warlock, the wizard, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, the soothsayer, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, have just been canceled right now and cast back into the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you glory, and we thank you for your word that says suffer not the witch to live. Oh, God, we thank you for your word that tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's people. Oh, God, and we bless you. We honor you on today, Father God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, Father God, even those silent petitions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those sacred petitions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You heard them, Father God, and you're on it, Father God, because you had to answer before the foundation of the world. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, before you even created us, before you laid out the blueprint for our lives. Oh, God, you knew what we would go through each and every day of the life that you've given us, Father God, and the answer was already there because you knew the ending before the beginning. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, just help us to trust you all the more. Father God, hallelujah. Now, Father God, we pray against the backlash and retaliation because of these prayers and petitions and praises. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we give you glory, oh, God, because we're sending that backlash and retaliation that the enemy would attempt to send back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we seal these prayers with the precious blood of Jesus, and we're thanking you right now. Oh, God, for you are great and you are good. Oh, God, and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we honor you and we glorify you. God, and we magnify the name. You know that within your word, everything is done through the creativity of your expression. As you decreed and declared in the book of Genesis 1 and 28, you told the counsel of your will through the angelic reinforcement. You said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. You made him male and female, and you made them one in you. And Father, today we thank you right now for the power and the authority and the strength of your word, God, that you're giving the people of God to open them up to understand who you are in them and through them, even now in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word in Psalms 119 and verses 89, you said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God, in the actual Hebrew, that word means sealed. God, your word is sealed, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, no one can open up those seals, God, unless you give them the power and authority to understand the mystery, the how to come into the spirit realm and connect with you, God, because you said in your word in Jeremiah 29 and 11 that you know the thought that you think towards us, says the Lord. You said thoughts of peace and not of evil to give, God, never osibitasha. God, to give us unexpected end. That word in the Hebrew, God, means to introduce you, kospatan, to be introduced unto you, lebosa, to be introduced unto you, God. We thank you for introducing us to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the introduction, God, and the sealing of your word now in the name of Jesus. You study your word in Psalm 40 and verses 28, knowest thou not, oh, thou hast not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither fainted nor weary. There's no searching your understanding. Father, we thank you right now. The only search it is, God, is to touch the inward man, God, to know who we are in you and through you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, they then know that God would do great and mighty exploits in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God
in your righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us, and that we take no thoughts for our tomorrow, but tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. God, we thank you right now that we're searching our hearts. God, we're searching the heart, as David said in Psalm 139 and 24. He said, search me, O Lord, and know me, God, and see, God, if there is any wicked ways in me, and lead me unto life everlasting. Father, we thank you right now, God, for the search is on, God, for people that will walk in a pure heart in the name of Jesus. God, right now, we thank you right now. We thank you for our intercessors and our prayer warriors and the ministry gift, those that are listening in far and near from around the world. God, you touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the victory today. We thank you right now for the power, God, to walk through this season, God, in a supernatural dwelling and a supernatural anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word in Psalm 119 and 105, you said that the word of God is a light unto our feet, and you are a lamp unto our pathway. You said in Luke 18 and 1 unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. You also said in your word, God, in the book of Psalm 37 and 23, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by you. You said in your word in Psalm 37 and 25, you said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have you seen the righteous forsaken, neither our seed begging bread. God, we thank you for our seed, God, that will be the seed of the inheritance, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lifted up each and every one of our children, God, and our children's children, in the name of Jesus. We lifted up the ministry gift of their children and their family, in the name of Jesus. We lifted up the babies, Lord, the suckling, God, the adolescent, God, the teenagers, God, in the name of Jesus, and the young adults, God, and the adults, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for doing it for your glory over them, in them, and through them, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the power of your word, God, the power of your righteousness, the power of your glory, of your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, huh, the Jabez prayers over your people, God, that they will have the heart's desire through your word, God, and through your power, God, being birthed out of the place, God, of victory, promise, and purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the open window that you're giving us to walk in, the open door that you're giving us to hear, God, and to experience you, God, in the spirit realm. God, we're transcending our thoughts, God. We're moving above and beyond, God, the very cognitive reasoning into the supernatural depths of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the winds that are transitioning our life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, directing our path, directing our pathway, God. We bind up the spirit of confusion that have entered into our thought process and messed with our sensory peripheral from hearing from you, God. Now, God, we decree and declare, God, that our mind's going to transition back into the order for which you have divinely spoken unto us, God, from the beginning of time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the word of God coming alive, God, through the understanding and the wisdom of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the rising of the sun, for the going down thereof. Your name is worthy to be praised. You said in your word in Psalm 50 and 5, you said, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. God, we thank you for those who are faithful unto you, God, by sacrifice, God, who is able to be faithful, God, faithful in all things. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy around. Now, God, I decree and declare the word from Psalms 107 and 20, Lord. You said in your word, God, you sent your word, and you healed them, and you delivered them from all destruction. You also said in your word, you said some were healed, and you said some, they were, as they went, they were healed. Now, God, we combine the anointing of your power, that, God, you would do it right now in an instantaneous way, God. Honorable Shakabasi, we decree and declare the wind that the people will be whole today. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the atmosphere that the wind of the angelic angel of Jehovah Jireh, God, their provider, Jehovah Shammah, God, God, you will mindset of the body. I speak to the pores, the open pores of the body, God, that interrupt the blood flow and the blood cells of their body, God, and I command them to close. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it for your glory. God, do it for your glory. You, Jehovah Jireh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare your providing anointing over them, God. And we decree and declare you, Jehovah Tiskanu, you are righteousness, God. You, Jehovah Gabor, God, you are warrior. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for doing it for your people even now, God. I thank you for the breakthrough, God. Go inside the lung, God. Move over the lung, God. The chest cavity, God. Move over the organs, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare the thyroid being healed. The inflamed thyroid being healed. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the organs. The muscle joints, God, in the name of it, the shoulders, carpal tunnel, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We speak to arthritis symptoms and arthritis in the bone, in the name of Jesus. We speak to cancer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare the body to come into alignment with your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the glory, God, that you're doing right now for your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we speak to the infirmities that are in the body of your people through inflammation, God. We speak to infirmity, God, that they're taking on of other people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak into the infirmity that have an inflamed body, God, with attack, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare that our body will come into alignment with the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for what you're doing for your people. And God, we give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. Now, God, restore back into your intercessors what they have poured out, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore back to them what they have given out, God, in terms of the virtue that was taken from them, power that was taken from them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for today, God. We thank you for moving today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, thank God. Hallelujah. And it is so. Amen. To the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord on today. Blessing God on today. We bless the Lord today for his mighty hand on the lives of you, God's people. And we give him praise, glory, honor for all of the things that he's doing in your life on today. People of God and faith of God on today. Bless the Lord. If you're listening in today, and God has spoke to you, that you have a word for us on this conference line, that God has given you an individual word, a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, we want to give you opportunity to release that. But first, only our intercessors who prayed today or read the scripture today, we want to give you all an opportunity to release what the Lord has given you for us and for the people today. So if you pray today and you're part of the intercessory team that came forth, we want to give you opportunity to release what God has given to you. Amen. If that's you, woman of God, person of interest, we want to give you that opportunity right now to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless the Lord today. All righty. Bless you. Thank you. Intercessors. Thank you. Ministry gift. Thank you. Kingdom leaders. And I pray diligently. If you're listening in now and you are on the conference line, on Blog Talk Radio side, and you would like to release something that God has given you through the spirit realm for us, I want to give you an opportunity to release that word to God's people right now on today. If you're listening in and the Lord gave you a word for us, I want to give you that opportunity right now, beloved. Amen. If you're on the conference line, you touch the star and the six button on your T-pad and come in. If you're on the blog side, what you do is hit the one and we'll bring you in. All right? Anyone have a word that God may have given you for us or something he revealed to you for us on today? We're ready to receive it on this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's be the name of the Lord God. Thank you, God, for your presence and your glory. In Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name. All right. Well, I bless you all on today. We thank God for you, you and you on today, people of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God and honoring the Lord for you on today and honoring for the things he's done for our life on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, ministry gifts, those of you flow and the office of ministry gift, we bless the Lord for you on today and appreciate you immensely for all that you do for the kingdom of God and for ministry. We honor God for you on today and for the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, men and women of God here. We thank you for your dedication and your commitment to be strong over this Sunday. I thank God for those who are members that were in the house. Thank you for standing while Pastor was gone. I greatly appreciate you all so much for your commitment and dedication to be on your post and in position. Amen. Thank you. I'm so forever grateful for those of you who know how to continue to take steadfast, unremovable in the time when Pastor is gone. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I thank God for our senior elder Hunter, Samuel Hunter, that God has positioned him to be second in command under my leadership team. I thank God for today and my prophetic and apostolic team that God has given us on today. We thank you all for your love, for your pastor, for your support to the kingdom of God. Thank you so much. And to the men and women of God who are sons and daughters for real, I honor you today, and I thank you for allowing me to pastor you in spite of correction, in spite of our differences, and in spite of our viewpoints. I thank you for allowing me to pastor you on today. I surely honor the Lord for you, for your consistency to be who you are in the kingdom and taking suggestions and advice and counsel that I'm able to give you based upon how the Lord would give it to me. I bless you on today so much for all that you're doing. We thank God for you, you and you on today. And those who follow us on Facebook, on social media, I bless you for allowing myself in this ministry able to be a blessing to you as you follow us, as you hear us, and as we release the word of God through the oil of God on our life. Amen. I bless you on today, and thank you for connecting with us. Now, if you're first time
listener, your first time being on here, and somebody invited you, we want to give you an opportunity as well. What you do is hit 1 on your dial from Blog Talk. And if you're on the conference side, your first time listening, and you just want to let us know who you are and where you're from, I want to give you that opportunity as well on today, because I don't want anyone to ever pass us by and not know who you are and know a little bit about you. It's always my desire to get to know people who are listening in to the conference line and being blessed by the conference line, because there's something that you have that can bless us. And for whatever the apparent reason that God would send you over to our conference line or our media outlet to follow us, we thank you. So it's not by accident that we're divinely connected some way, form, or fashion. And I greatly appreciate that coming from those of you who are new and those of you who are with us, who are connected to God for the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God, or want to be taught, want to be covered, and want to be blessed by the word of God that we share through the revelation of God and his love unto them. Amen. So if that's you, if you're first time, get star on the phone in 6 and come on in and introduce yourself if you're here. Amen. If not, we bless you. Alleluia. Bless the Lord. Thank God. All righty. Bless you on today. Well, we got great kingdom leaders that are connected with us. They have great events that are coming up quickly in their particular region. And we surely want us to support them. If you're in that particular region, we want you to navigate over there and support them in their ministry assignment and the mandate that's on their life. It's always good to support those who are in covenant with us and the work that we're doing. But we need each other, and without each other, there is nothing that we can do outside of the support system in our covenant and our friendship with each other. I believe that, and I believe that God has given us that apostolic and prophetic mandate to be able to bless the kingdom leaders and stand with them in their growth, their movement, their development, their church planting, and the assignment that's on their life and the work that God has for them for the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing in them and through them in this stational time of ministry. We bless you, the Lord. All right, now, mark your calendars, Restoration Truth Ministry. Mark your calendar, Restoration Truth Ministry. Sunday, December the 12th, 2021, 10 a.m., 605, J. Claude, let me get it right so I can make sure I'm right here. I didn't bring my glasses with me today, but I'm certainly going to get my prophetic admiral. But got J. Claude Morris Boulevard, Newport News. They will have a powerful kingdom leader, breaking barrier mandate. A good friend and powerful kingdom leader, prophetess Pastor Patricia Davis, will be ministering the word there in that area, in that region. They will also be doing it Facebook Live. So at 10 a.m. when they come on Facebook Live, they have a great, powerful kingdom leader. She will be ministering at the worship experience. She's a very powerful woman of God. She's been with us for years, has partnered with our ministry. She will be ministering for Apostle and Prophetess Simmons. So join them in their sanctuary as the Lord leads them to bless God's people. Amen. We're excited about all that the Lord is doing and the mandate that the Lord has over them there. Amen. All right. Continue to stay with us and follow us as we are sharing the word of God via social media, Facebook Live, with the drive-by with the prophet. You can be blessed by the word of God as we're sharing. We have 10, 15 minutes to come in and share a word with the people of God. Join us with the drive-by with the prophet as I share the word of God. And then Tuesday night, 7:30, we come live and bless God's people with a teaching. We've been teaching on the dimensional phenomena, the sound that cannot be denied. The dimensional phenomena, the sound that cannot be denied. We attach that series to the series that we have been teaching on already concerning our frequency and sound. It's very important that if you're a prophet, prophetess, and Florida the Fivefold Ministry gift, we encourage you to be part of that, because one of the things Jesus did is he knew their thoughts, opens you up to be able to hear the exact of God instead of the counterfeit of their gods. It will teach you to understand the exact of God, or Elohim, without hearing the counterfeit of other deity gods. So we want you to join us Tuesday night as we share the word of God. This coming Thursday morning, 5 a.m., join the phenomenal dynamic dual team of Mother Thelma Sidney and yours truly, myself, 5 a.m. in the morning, Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. in the West Coast, and 4 a.m. in the Mountain time zone. And those of us who are around the world, check your local listing and connect with us as we share the word of God. Then tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we're going to be able to be sharing the word of God in our sanctuary tomorrow night with a word from the Lord. You can join us at your Facebook Live and be blessed by the word of God. And we thank God for all of the other kingdom leaders that are connecting with us and your ministry is connecting with us. We just honor the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. We bless God for you on today. Beloved, we really appreciate all of the mighty things that God is doing in you and in you. And surely, I don't take it lightly, the work that God is doing in you and for you and for your life and today. Amen. Now, we're preparing ourselves for our New Year's Eve service. New Year's Eve service. There will be a word from the Lord for God's people. There'll be many churches celebrating. But certainly, we will be here for New Year's service. And we will be blessing God's people. We will start at 9:30 and commence as the Lord leads. So 9:30 will be prayer and coming into the 10 o'clock hour. And we'll go into the word of God. We're going to have many guests and friends that will be joining us from different parts of Illinois and the United States. So join us for our New Year's Eve service. That will be Friday night, the eve of New Year, going into Saturday morning. We're looking forward to a powerful time. I will be including something in there, but most of you all will get that information forthcoming from me personally. Amen. So I bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today for joining us and being with us. We just celebrate all of the mighty things. Thank God for Prophetess Pollard, mother, 88 today. We celebrate her happy birthday too on today. Congratulations to our great kingdom leader and our marriage, Victor and Victor Alba. We appreciate you all today and celebrating what God is doing in your marriage and in your life on today. And all the other kingdom leaders, we take this time to thank Sonya Jackson, and Prophetess Sonya Jackson, and Prophetess Tina Rice on their ordination into the office of prophetess. We bless the Lord of that. There's so much confusion, people of God, as it relates to the office when I'm saying that, because in the fivefold ministry gift, it says integrate some apostles, prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. So the question is, are women prophetess or prophets? So let me take you back to the historicity of the Bible so you can understand. Old Testament is concealed. New Testament is revealed. Anything after that is fulfilled. Under Old Testament, due to the Genesis syndrome, I call it the Genesis syndrome, or the Genesis, the gene of revelation of Genesis, many of the male factors who were very instrumental in the writing of the Bible and graciously blessed by God to do that, the norm for the Bible, most of the time, were male figures that wrote the Bible. And so therefore, from that point of view, when they wrote the Bible, they wrote it from the male perspective. Most women were not inclusive. And the reason why they were not inclusive is that the order of the family was always the male. Not even from the place of the Genesis writing what happened in the garden. It was always the male who maintained the masculine position as it relates to those details. And the women of God kept the feminine position because they were able to maintain their royal position and the queenship, and the male would be able to take on his masculine position in the leadership as warriors. And so therefore, from that place, many of the writings were done because men were very instrumental, especially as you write and wrote the Bible from the ancient place. Many positions that women in today were not designed for you. And the reason then is because your body is not designed to take on those types of pressures, stresses, burdens, and weight. And because of genderism and the war that is going on in the world concerning male and female, the order of the family has been broken down. It's been broken down over centuries. It just didn't happen today. It's been done like that for centuries. And so from the European outlook to the ancient of the Egyptian or Egyptiology of the ancient Mayan and the ruin, and you name it, from the scrolls to the literary, to the Arabic, Hebrew, and the writing, women were considered the lesser, but not the lesser of what we call today. As men began to write, they began to create and write from a place that they didn't have. They had the knowledge of God, and they understood the value of the male and the female and the woman who were the carrier of their inheritance. They did not take the woman out of the conclusion. They did not take her out of her role. They positioned her because she was the help meet. Now listen to this. She was not the help meet. She was the help meet. Now, she was able to meet what he was able to plant. Follow me. What he was able to plant, she was able to take it and water it so that it can develop into what his inheritance and her inheritance wanted to be. Throughout history, because of the development of things, many things were changed. So the dichotomy of what women had in their position were changed and misscrutinized. When European people began to infiltrate the culture of other backgrounds, they recognized and realized that the history of the actual original people was very much maintained, the children, the household, the union of the family, the social structure. So what they did is they infiltrated the structure of roles and responsibilities so they can disengage the power of the male factor in that family unit. And so out of that became a divide in the controlling system to disengage the male figure in the household. And so many of those women took on stresses and power and positions that were not designed by them. And so leaving them in a difficult place and position. And culturally, those who were in those positions, who were there, were enslaved, and their identity was taken and stolen, leaving them disenfranchised and struggling with their identity as males. And so losing that, the women were able to rise to the place, but their household was being left out. And so they lost the very image of their femininity, their motherly wits, their royal position, their beauty, because they were positioned in these places. And so the European cultures and other cultures that war against them, you found out it is the way it was. And so now what God is trying to do, he's trying to get people back into the divine order. He never took the women from their precious place, position. It was only through these demonic spirits and institutionalism to divide and conquer the family unit in the household. So what you have now is that what the enemy planned for other cultures, the rooster have came home to crow. So you have a nation of people so divided with identity. They don't know who they are, what they are. They don't know what power position they have. And so you have an unbalanced and an unhealthy society. And our society is at a moral, spiritual, and economic decline and collapse because everything is out of order. And so you see the male figure in their home, they're carrying on most of the femininity traits and character. You see the female, she's carrying more of the masculinity features and traits. So that's what you get, the different coloring of hair and images and spirits and places and all of these things out of order. And so when you don't understand the historicity of your background and where you came from, you're bound to search and someone will create what you feel you should be, or you will follow something that will make you feel comfortable with, but you will actually be moving against the divine law of who you are and what you are as a male and a female in the kingdom. Then people have rewrote the scripture as it relates to Paul writing about there's no male and female in the spirit realm. Here's what God said in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 28. He said, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, he, male and female. Now, notice that. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, he, male and female. So in he made male in his image, in his likeness. Then he came back and said, he, male and female. So he defines specifically what a male should be to the T. He mastered that verse, image and likeness. And then he said, he, male and female. So you go down to the European study and understand the 54 scholars that took the very writing of the word in 1611 and created a translation of what we call the King James Version of the Bible. So the image did not change. The spirit world did not change. The writing changed. And so what you get is people in the spirit world who become spiritually minded and no revelation understanding that there's no difference between male and female. You have to understand things of God. God is not a God of confusion. He does not miss it. He does not create anything outside of that. And when he did that, he specifically earmarked the male and the female. Now, here's what argument is. When you look at the dichotomy of the earth and the language, they only use that scripture when they start talking about titles, apostles, bishops, prophetess, women pastoring. They only use that scripture when it comes to the identity of a title. God never made us from title. He made us from an image. We have so many illegitimate church people arguing over a title using a religious phenomena that God created the order of the household to define their masculinity in their ignorance of the word of God. And you have a lot of people walking around with titles and still don't know if they're male or female, whether down low, up high, in or out. They don't know who they are. Why? Because they're operating in the ancient European study of what we call the philosophical thing of ancient philosophy and what they have created in the image of man. These ancient deities were established to show order of people. I'll give you a perfect one. Everybody that celebrates Easter, it was the sun goddess Esther. She was a fertility god. So when they created all of these titles, we then now took on all of these fertilization titles, and we lost our identity. So you have people arguing over a title, and men and women of God never coming into the knowledge of God and who they are in the image of God and their placement. So you have the ignorance of people who don't really know who they are, yet with title. They don't even know the meaning of title, yet with title. They operate in these titles, yet out of order. They operate in these positions, yet out of order, because they really don't know themselves. The image of God creates the very substratum of the anatomy of human existence. A title only identifies for which you are knowledgeable in based upon your vocation or your background or where you are. That's what a title is. You don't lose your femininity or your masculinity based upon what somebody gave you to try to overthrow your position in humanity and your place as a woman or as a man in the kingdom of God. I hope that helps somebody today, because we got all of this foolishness going on in the world, and we're losing sight of the vision of male and female, husbands and wives, queens and kings, prince and princesses, over titles that have been created by ancient society and mysticism that gave us titles. Why? Because we really didn't know who we are in the beginning. And so to make you a house Negro or a field Negro, it was the power of the harvest and the power of the slavery. You both had to come under submission of the European way. So it makes no difference how you put it. You want me to go deeper? Let me take you deeper. It makes no difference of where you are, color, background, what nationality, image you came from. You are a male and she is a female, period. It's not going to change. If you were marrying a European man and a European man married an African woman, or you married an Italian married a Greek woman, they still are male and female. Old Testament went against the law of that because of the history for which they came by. The reason they did that is because of their deity God, deity God. And so these deity gods did not go along with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the family line. So these deity gods caused the rift between cultures and background. So if your deity God believed in the God of a mountain, you wouldn't marry a God that heard of the sound of God in the spirit.
You will worship from those deity gods. Let me take you a little deeper. If you ever read the Word of God from the book of John, chapter number 4 and verse number 1, this is the story, John, who gave exclusively the story of Yeshua being what we would call Son of God. It talks about the sonship of the Son of God, John, the gospel according to John through Yeshua. And so when you read chapter 4, if you don't get the revelation, what you will get out of this is that this woman had 5 husbands, and the one she had was not hers. Let me take you here. Let me share something with you. And open up your creative mind and listen to what I'm going to share here. I'm reading it from the actual Geneva Bible of 1599, thanks to my great friend that gave me this Bible so I can take you back to some translation. Here's what it says. Okay. Jesus being weary and asked something to drink. Now, I'm not reading the scripture. I'm just giving you the history of it so you can understand. Here is Jesus, the Messiah, is traveling. He goes a short route to get to his location or locale. So he's now a carrier of the satellite of the kingdom. And here's what he said. Now, when the Lord knew how that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus, which is replaced, Jesus, Yeshua, the actual word, made and baptized more disciples than John. See, that was, you see the conflict there? John over Jesus for Yeshua. So when you get Baptist, really what you get is the baptizer of the word of God. John or Baptist came out of the word baptizer. So when you hear people say, we're St. John Missionary Baptist Church or Peter Baptist Church, you hear the word Baptist means baptizer. They believe in the baptism through water of John baptism. When you get Pentecostalism or we're apostolic, what you get is anything after the book of Acts, what you get, the apostles' teaching of the early church, and therefore anything after that is considered apostolic or the early church teaching. What you get out of that in the second chapter is you get Pentecostalism. So what you have out of that is people who believe and speak it in tongues, but half of them won't speak to you anyway, but speak it in tongues. So you get apostolic, you get Baptist for baptizing, you get apostolic for where? There it is. You get those who teach the baptism. Then you get Judaism. You get those who study the Quran or what you call the scroll. So their old teaching is from the Old Testament, literally the law. They keep it to a letter, they take a specific detail, and they keep the ancient, the feast of the year, the feast of the year, the festivity of the year, all of those specific details of the year. Then in between those, you get what you call the ark of the ancient mysticism. And the ancient mysticism is the Catholic Church, which is called the Catholicism. Catholicism, the word means universal. It's called the ancient teaching of Nimrod. So you get that through what we call Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So you get what we call the gospel. And out of those revelations, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, key people in those writings. And then you have the other 8 who were disciples. Those all means learners of God. So when you hear the word disciple in the actual Greek, they mean learners of Christ. They learn from Christ. And so in between that, you get the teaching and the way of the ancient of days. Then you get revelation of the mystery. And if you don't receive the revelation that's revealed through the Matthew, Mark, Luke gospel, you will be following a gospel, a ghost spell. You will be spellbounded by the spirit that's in it. But if you understand the gospel, that means word
or we're being spellbound by a teaching. You'll never get the revelation of what God implemented by the ancient spirits of Nephilim, means fallen angels, who now came down and was using the mystery of the secrets of the heavens when they were there and implementing into the word, but putting words inside by demonic spirits. And so what you get is you don't get an infallible word of God. You get a translation of the word of God. All truth, but you must be revealed by each revelation that comes. So these revelators came into the word of God and gave you their revelation of their time, the period, the days, for the AD, BC, for the 1700, 1600, 1400, for the 2000, 3000 years ago, 4000, 5000, even 100,000 years ago, or even to the million years ago. The revelation must come through the secret of the mystery of God. What you have in the word of God is you have what we call Christology, pneumatology. And then you have what you call theology. And then you have what soteriology, hartiology, angelology, what we call demonology. You name the ology. Ology is something you study. And so you have these men comprising studies through philosophers and through theologians, those who are writers of the word of God, scripture of the word of God, scholars who are well known through the philosophical part of it to break down the word of God through their teaching of the art or the specific those people, and they write them down. And so you comprise them together, but they bring them together, but they never deal with phenomenology. Phenomenology means outside the normal of cognitive theology, Christology, pneumatology, outside theologians and scholars and the mystery, because they were used to writing through imagery. Imagery of people. And so when you move into phenomenology, you require a man and woman to think outside the normal of cognitive. You move into a supernatural presence. But many of them could not move into the supernatural presence because the fallen angels of Nephilim, they were not able to tap into the estate of the mysteries of God never again. They forever lost the estate of those dimensions. So only way they were able to operate is what they were left in based upon Job, walking up and down, to and fro throughout the earth. You have to know in the Bible, the study of the Bible, this word of God is a powerful source, but it is something that outsources the very Bible. The phenomena of God will give you the knowledge and the understanding of how to operate in such a place in God that's far greater than 66 books of the Bible in the very substratum of these books. God is trying to reveal the book of the mysteries of the codes inside of you. He's trying to take you to places far beyond your ability, your reasoning, the things. God wants you to open yourself up. Some of you have limited yourself like almost like a pen. When a pen runs out of ink, you go no further. God wants you to be open to the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So that's what you get all of these different deities from, because people have decided to create what they want God to be outside of God. Why? Because they don't want to deal with the inward man or the inner sanctum of who they are in God. They don't want to deal with the image of who they are in God, because when you have to really deal with yourself, you almost scare yourself to death. Because people don't want to see why they like they are. It's easier to talk about everybody else and not look at yourself. It makes it very fond of you. But when you do your own research of your own human existence, you will find some of the most powerful things you will ever experience through the God in you. That's why 2 Corinthians, I believe chapter 4, verses number 7. So we have a treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of God may be of him and not of you. In other words, what he said, when you tap into the sanctum of you, you find God himself inside of you. You find the very presence of God. But because we're so fleshly bound and we're used to the outside stimuli of life, we never be able to understand the internal power and presence of God inside of us. There are places that God can take you in the universe.
take you in the in dimensions that are far beyond your finest dreams. And he will take you to estates and places you never even been. And he will take you into places. He will take you into countries and nations and show you their languages in that places. And he will show you how you can operate in those places. But people are so limited. Why? Because they've been incarcerated by individuals. That is where you get Saul from. Saul was the man that the people choose because they no longer wanted to hear the sound of God. They wanted to see a presence of God. That's the difference between theocracy and monocracy. Theocracy means to study or to accept the divine will of God. And monocracy means that there's somebody who will rule over you. Most people in the world are allowing deities to rule over them and not the God that will be able to speak to them specifically. So it's easy to say God spoke to you and he ain't told you nothing. Your flesh did it. Your behavior did it. Your pride did it. Your arrogance did it. Your easy access to do what you want to do did it. Because that's why people don't want to come under submission to anybody or authority. Because it's easy to create their own God. Until they're in trouble, then they seek out the real people of God for help, support, strength. But until then, they walk around being their own God, their own deity, their own person. And they never come into God's word. That's why they said forever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So you have people forever learning. Isn't it interesting? People can read this Bible from Genesis to Revelation and read it again and again. But the principle of the Bible, they would never follow. Why? Because they let the principality of the demonic spirit overrule the principle. Listen to this. Principality. Those are princes that rule it in powers and places in the spirit realm. Principle come from that word principality. Principality means you're following. Principality means fallen angels that were princes operating once in the kingdom over places. Principles are the power of God that gives you the power of the princely authority to be able to handle the sound, the frequency of God and the order of God. Principles, principality. You have to deal between the both. But many people don't want to follow the principle of God. So they allow the principality of God to give you their assignment to do what they need to do in the kingdom. That's where you get rebellion stuff. A rebellious people, a stiff-necked people, a generation of people. Some people don't even know they're rebellious because you know what? They're so used to doing what they're doing. They're so used to doing what they want to do in the kingdom of God. But let me tell you something. 2022 is going to blow a lot of people's mind. This is a prophetic word. I want you to hear this. 2022. Which is based upon the calendar of the Judaistic calendar. We're moving into a whole other dimension of numbers and frequency. So you're going to see, literally, you ever heard of Pompeii? Everybody heard about Pompeii? Pompeii was a country that it took thousands of years to build, and overnight Pompeii came down, overnight. You can maybe see the rise and the fall of a civilization. 2022. 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026. And then you hear people say, oh, God's going to come down. No, God ain't coming. We're waiting for the rapture. He ain't coming. You're going to be right in the middle of this tribulation. You're going to be here on the earth, those who are not slated for the obituary. You'll be here. God is going to give you the power and the ability to be able to survive in this Pompeii town. There's a rise and a fall of a civilization. But in this civilization, rise and fall, God has had a people that he have had for centuries to be able to stand in a gap. Now, somebody said, I disagree with you. Well, let me tell you something. If you study the word rapture came on the scene after the beginning of the century in 1899 or 2000. That's when you get the rapture in the Bible. There was no other word rapture was ever existed in the Bible, period. There's nobody can even get record of it. The philosopher, the scholar, the great people, the theologians, black culture, we just follow the ancient of what their masters taught them through that old system of Bible and then get the real one. You get the word rapture. You get the definition. Now go inside and study the word rapture and understand what it means. And then attach it to the word of God because they said, oh, they're going to use the Genesis signal about them coming down. Now, am I saying it's not a rapture? I can't say that. But I will say this. Every day people are leaving here and we're that's a question you should think about. Every day, people are leaving here, and where are they going? That's a question you should ask yourself. Let me deal with this person. 2022 is a unique time for the body. And many of you who have endured hardness as a good soldier, hear me when I say that. Those of you who have endured the test of time, and I'm not talking about fall challenge, no, who have maintained your strength in the middle of the falling time in a heartless world, as I believe Karl Marx wrote in one of his writings of his speech in 1844, the opium. That's what it is, religion. Those who have maintained and been strong in the Lord, you're going to be pivotal to the kingdom of God. Your name is slated in the book, and then other people's names are slated in the book. So that means it's more than one. God has a remnant of people set aside for all generations, decades, centuries, forever, that are not going anywhere. And these are people that God uses in the most damnable time in civilization. What do you say? I believe it was in the book of Romans 8 and probably 31, right around there. He talks about tribulation, perilous time, and the list goes on. He said, but who can separate us from the love of God? This time, we're really going to have the love that we need. The love of God will cancel out the debt of pain. Write that down. Go put it on your Facebook. The love of God will cancel out the debt of pain. Go ahead, put that on your Facebook page. Write it down. The love of God will cancel out the debt of pain. You can write that. Now, make sure you put my name down. I'll get the credit for it. I gave it to you for it. The love of God will cancel out the debt of pain. And many people don't really understand the love of God. Why? Because many people are being stretched so to the place where they don't understand love stretches you so blood can gather you. That's where you get the blood from. Love has to stretch you so blood can gather you. Many people don't understand the power of how love stretches you so the blood can gather you. To really understand God, you have to understand it from the dichotomy of what he created in us, the power of love and the greatness of it for your life. All right? I'm going to stop there. Now, when you get a chance, read John chapter 4 and understand what Jesus was saying. Because I will go back to that, but for the sake of time, yeah, let me just hit a few verses for you. And now, when the Lord knew how that the Pharisees, now the Pharisees were devout people. You have Pharisees and Sadducees. Pharisees were known as the devout people. They kept the law to the letter. The Sadducees were the different type of people because they were of the Sanhedrin priests. They were all categorically of the same Jewish, some of the different. So people kept the law to the letter. Then there were others who didn't believe in miracles, signs, and wonder angels. That's what you call the Sadducees. They were a different culture of people. They didn't get along at all until what? The phenomena shows up, Jesus. Why? Because one kept the letter, one didn't believe in supernatural, they didn't understand the phenomena. They saw it, but they didn't understand the phenomena. So when Jesus shows up, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came together as a gathering of demonic forces in 2022, categorically far greater than any other time, because of who you're going to be in the kingdom of God. When you handle the phenomena of God, and the very power of the phenomena of God, you just are unknown in the earth realm, but you're just in human clothes. So therefore, God uses you at any time when he specifically recognizes the power that you have. You're a carrier of the phenomena of God, and you are a phenomena from God. Because when he said it in Genesis, he said, let us make man in our image, and I like him. He, male and female. Yeah. He made him. And he knew specifically what he did. So here's Jesus dealing with the phenomena. Let me go further. Here's what he said. The Pharisees had heard that Yeshua, Jesus, made and baptized more than who? John. Though Jesus himself baptized not. He baptized not. But his disciple, Judea, and departed again into Galilee. And he must need go through Samaria. Samaria. Now, when you know what Samaria means, or what
happened to the Samaritan people. There was a battle in the bloodline. You have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Manasseh, and his brother. So between Manasseh and his other brother, I can't remember the other brother's name, there was a battle between them, but they were all in the bloodline. So it caused tension between these two brothers, Samaria, the brothers. And so one left, and you had the Samaritan. And I'll use it a perfect example of this. You had the Nazarite and the Samaritan. Okay, let me just use that term. And so what you get is the Samaritan. They were divided. Jesus' assignment was to go inside the bloodline. Here's what he did. Let me read on down. Here's what he did. And must need go through Samaria. Then came he to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near unto the possession that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now you see what I'm saying? Here it is. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Out of Joseph, Manasseh. And his brother. That's six. So here, so you can really understand what he was saying here about the woman at the well. Let me go a little deeper. Okay? He said, came he to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near unto the possession that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. See, Jacob gave to his son Joseph and what? Son. One of them is Manasseh. Let's go deeper. And there was Jacob's well. Jesus then, weary in his journey, sat thus on the well. It was about the sixth hour. Now, he goes back to the Judaic calendar, 3 o'clock. Where else are you talking about? The well, the place of deep. He sits at the deep place at the prophetic time of the Jewish calendar time, and he stands there. Here's what he said. And there was Jacob's well. There it is. Jacob's well. Jacob's inheritance. When you use the word well, you look at the word inheritance or a place called deep. So Jacob's inheritance, where it was a deep place, the Jacob's well. Jesus, then weary in his journey, said, thus on the well, it was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria. There she is. And drew water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Now, what is he saying here? He's saying to the woman, woman, give me the drink. In other words, woman, give me the knowledge of your inheritance that's deep inside your belly and deep inside you, the bloodline of who? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Manasseh, and the other brother. She carried the bloodline. The women carried the bloodline of the generation. Do you know in the Old Testament, if a woman was getting married that many times, she would be forbidden. She wouldn't even carry water. She couldn't get married those many times. It's not even proven biblically. You have to have the revelation of the word of God. The revelation is the revealing of the word of God. It has to be revealed to us. So the Samaritan woman who understood the bloodline, they used that as an example and a demonstration of the bloodline. She was the carrier. And so Jesus said to the woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples, those being the learners of him, were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman? Now you understand? Which am a woman? How is it that you would ask of me to give of the drink, being a woman of the Samaritan?
Jesus would come down 40 in two generations. He would be fulfillment for the bloodline of what? Mosaic, Abrahamic, Davidic, the actual revealing of God's word of a generational line. He's the revealer. Then when he reveals, we are fulfillers. We're to fill in. That's where you get principalities and power. You're to fill in where the principality is, where the power is, where the rulers of darkness is, where the spirit. You are the fulfillers in the earth realm. And if the ancient Jesuit order and ancient mysticism of Scottish Rite and controlling system and eugenic of the world keep you from fulfilling what God has given you authority, you will continue to get the vaccines and shots and medication and all of the things. You are the fulfillers in the earth realm. Woo, come on, preach, Matthews. Teach these people something. Teach them, man. Go on, teach them. You are the fulfillers in the earth realm. So everything you're doing is fulfilling the word of God. You to fulfill everything. God is getting us to fulfill his word. It ain't how you start. It's how you finish. It ain't when you messed up, where you messed up. It's can you finish the fulfillment of the bloodline. Am I teaching today? Are you being blessed? I need about 20 people. Just unmute their line and say, I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. Come on. Do it. Unmute your line. Just say, I'm being blessed. Come on. There you go. Hold it. I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. It's okay.
I'm being blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. Let's go down to verse number 6. Here we are. And there was Jacob, Jesus being weary in his journey. Now, verse 6, 6 hours, we already know what that is, the 3 o'clock time. There came a woman, we talked about that. Now, verse 8, for his disciples were gone, verse 9. And thus said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask to drink of me, which is a woman of Samaria? For the Jews meddle not with the Samaritans. See, they're not meddle. They, because of the confusion. And you go back to Genesis and part of Exodus, you'll find out, in Genesis, you'll find out the warfare that happened. So they left each other alone. The two brothers didn't say, okay, we're going to leave each other. We're not going to meddle with each other. So you had the lower level of Jews and the higher level of Jews, but they didn't meddle with each other. Look at this. Now, that's the actual, I'm taking you back to the actual writing of it when they added all the other incentive to it. Here's what she said. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God. Now, notice that. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me the drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee water for life. You see what I'm saying? So he was explaining to her, I am the fulfillment. I came to fulfill the what? Law. I came to fulfill the 39 books. See, here's what most of you get here. Everybody here. Well, Jesus was beat with 39 stripes. Actually, when you break it down to 39 stripes, what he was doing is he was fulfilling the 39 books of the Old Testament, which is 39. So what you get is 3 divine, 9 birthing, and 12 government. He was fulfilling the divine birthing of the government of God. You can write that down. 3, 9, and 12. So you get 3 divine, 9 birthing, and then both come in 12. You get the government of God. So when you get the government of God, he came to do what? To bring the divine birthing of the government of God into completion, to fulfillment. And he did that. So he fulfilled it through what? The 4 books. The 4 books are what? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 4, when you get to 4, you get creation. He came to do what? 3, divine birthing of the government of creation. He brought everything back to creation. Number 4, when you look at the Old Testament. So number 4 is the creation. So he had to bring everything back to its original form and formula. Jeremiah knew that in Jeremiah 4:1. Everybody else didn't understand that when they talked about Mary's Immaculate Conception. When they were really talking about Immaculate Conception, they were really talking about after the book of Genesis, or correction, after the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and 4. It means after that, God said, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. If I break the revelation down on the Immaculate Conception, it simply means that when he said, I knew you before I formed you in the belly, parental rights were suspended. So his Immaculate Conception of that, it means she had his mother, but immaculately, she was no longer in the equation after the birth. So therefore, you get a man who was created and established by God, divinely, because he became perfect in God. And no parental rights were subject to that authority after that. That's why Mary said, do what he said. That's why he was found in the temple. And he came to his mother and he said, who are you? I'm about my father's business. They understood that, the Judaic calendar. They understood. At age 13, he was given the passage. Most parents don't do that. Our culture don't do that. Because we guard our children and protect our children. And that's fine. But we do it based upon what happened to them in the slavery, because we had to protect the male. Jews release their sons because they know that their sons are inherited. They give them the blessing. They pronounce blessing over them. But if no father in the house, he cannot be blessed. So he'll become a bastard to the street. He'll become a bastard to the world. He never gets the blessing. That's why it's important for women to have spiritual or fathers in their lives, so men can bless their sons, pronounce blessings over them. They'll be the one that blesses. That's what you get the elders from. The elders, the king, the elder. The elder pronounced blessings over the child. That's why the family was important. Isn't it interesting? A white woman wrote a book called what? Think about it. It takes a village. A woman who has no love for you all, period. I'm talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton. It takes a village. She wrote a book. Look at it. You put everybody in jail. You got all the support of the people. Your husband married. Your husband got a black woman pregnant, had a baby. You've been angry ever since then. Y'all didn't know that, did y'all? Oh, yeah, she did. And he don't even acknowledge it. So she writes, it takes a village, because she understood the dichotomy of the black culture and the race. She understood it from law. Let me move on. I'm teaching today. Touch your people say he's teaching tonight. He's breaking it down for us. So it takes an entire village. So our village, our culture is lined up. Now, am I talking about racism and justice? No, I'm talking about creation, not racism. When you begin to talk about this, people get all upset and nervous because you're talking about race. No, I'm talking about creation, being made in the image and the likeness of God, whether white, black, green, purple, or yellow. I'm talking about creativity that comes through the divine word of God to mankind. I'm talking about creation, the creativity of who you are and the greatness that you will become no matter what happened in the land. Creation. Now, let me go back to Jesus said to the woman. Here's what he said. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, there it is, and who is that said that thee give me three, thou wouldest have asked him. She would ask who? God. And she would have known who Yeshua was. But she was used to worshiping from Jacob in the mountain. She was used to the worship of the mountain people, Jacob in the mountain. So he was trying to transcend her thoughts. You don't have to worship any of these ancient deities in God. You don't have to worship from mountains. You can worship God in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh those who worship him. Let me go a little deep. I just went ahead of myself. Let me go a little deep. Here now. Then said, let's go down here to verse number 11. Yeah. He said, the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. In other words, sir, I don't have the knowledge and the understanding to draw, and the well is too deep. This knowledge and revelation for which you're revealing to me, I don't understand it. That's what she said. But the woman was always pivotal to the birthing and the development in Bible phenomena. The daughters of Zephaniah, when you hear Naomi, Ruth, when you hear Esther, when you hear Jezebel, she burst out crazy. When you hear of
Mary, when you hear of Eve, always dealt with something that was a birthing position. In a dispensation that we're in, we need women of God. I'll say that again. We need the women of God. I'm going to say that one more time. We need the femininity of the queen back in their place in the kingdom. We need you all. You're very important. Not your title. We need you back in your place. You are so precious and so pivotal to the world. You're so great for the world. You're the carrier of inheritance. You're the carrier of peace. You're the carrier of knowledge. You're the carrier of greatness. You're the carrier of so many things. You can handle above and beyond. You can multitask while we're figuring it out. Phenomenal. If you only get it, the power of who you are in God. Come on, please, Matthew. Oh, let's go up. All right. Let me go here. Down to verse number 11. Let's read it again. And the woman said unto him, sure, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the water of life? So he's now bringing life into her to let her know her value, the water of life. Art thou greater than our father? Only thing she knew, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the well, Joseph, and Manasseh, the showdown of the family. So she only knew what she was taught and learned as a woman. You worship from the mountain. You worship as well. You worship from there. And they did that, which gave us the well, which gave us the deep stuff that we have. We are limited. And he himself drank thereof, and his son and his cattle. Answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. In other words, you will be continually seeking more because you're limited. You're going to be wanting more. How many of you right now, today I gave you knowledge far beyond what you learn in church and church building, because I'm giving you a water of life. I'm bringing life back to you, life back to your relationship, life back to you, what you were taught about. Oh, she had seven husbands, and you look at that, man, this lady had seven husbands, and da-da-da-da. That was the term they used. Here's what Jesus did. Let me read on that. Here. He said, but whosoever drinketh of this water. Now, let's go, and let me use metaphor. The metaphor for water is spirit. So whoever drinketh the spirit of God, the spirit, who himself drink thereof, the spirit that I shall give him, he should never thirst again. My spirit is bearing witness to some of you all today. My spirit is speaking to your spirit. My spirit is opening up the revelation of your spirit. So when spirit meets spirit, the presence is released into glory. The spirit of God has given me knowledge and wisdom to talk about the spirit of what was rolling here to bring you to the revelation of where you're going. But water it. Now here's what he said. But whosoever drinketh of this water, that shall give him and never thirst and never be more athirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well. What did Jesus say? What's inside you, the deepest of God in you, is the spirit that will spring up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me that spirit. I want that spirit, that I may thirst neither come hither. I don't want to be here. I don't want to carry this pregnancy and this birthing. I want everything that God has for me, the woman, the virgin. Jesus said unto her, go and call thine husband. Now here's what he said. Go and call thine husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Now, did you hear that? She has no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. Do y'all understand that? She didn't have any husband. She had the generation that were in her belly, the life. She was carriers of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Manasseh, and the other brother. For thou hast five husbands. You're carrying the husband, the person, and he whom thou now hast is not thine husband, says thou to. Why? Because she was the carrier of those five, and she was a Samaritan woman. She was carrying the burden. So she was a carrier of the five. But the other one, which was separated, you follow what I'm saying? He said, you're right. You were given the burden to carry, woman of God, and it's not your burden to carry. Am I preaching to somebody? You sisters, you're carrying burdens that were started by brothers, generational people, and you're carrying these burdens that are not yours. Jesus came and said, I will give you the drink. I will take on the burden. I am the life. I am the river. I am your everlasting life. I am everlasting unto everlasting. Please, Matthew.